The interior of the palace became a vast and dusty maze, needing no spells of confusion to protect it. I found the dead man only minutes after leaving smoke. I smelled him first, of course, and heard the flies. That told me what would be coming up before I saw anything. Only, the who was a mystery. Until the strangler appeared at the limit of my lamplight. He had fled here to die of his wounds, trapped by darkness and confusing spells. I shuddered. That touched my deepest fears, the wellspring of my nightmares, my crushing dread of tight, dark places underground. I wondered if his fickle goddess had taken delight in his unhappy end. I moved around the corpse, carefully, averting my eyes and pinching my nose. In death, he continued to serve Kina's corruption avatar. Soon afterward, I discovered evidence that at least one more strangler had become entangled in the confusion of the palace. I nearly stepped in it, being alerted only when my approach startled the attendant flies. I paused. Uh-oh. That looked fairly fresh. Maybe there was still a madman in here, willing to dance for his goddess. I started moving much slower and more carefully, one hand at my throat. I started imagining noises. All the ghost stories I ever heard came back to haunt me. Each few steps I paused, turned around completely, searching for the gleam of eyes betrayed by my lamp. Why did I decide to do this alone? I began to see signs of recent traffic. I knelt, discovered what appeared to be my own previous footprints in the dust. Someone had been through since, armed with a battery of candles. Drops of wax had fallen into the disturbed dust. And somebody had been through after that, possibly crawling, perhaps even eating what wax drops he could find. I listened to the silence. This deep within the palace, even vermin were scarce. They could only eat each other. Still cautious, I followed the trails of those who'd come after me. My heart thumped like it was about to explode. I started sneezing. And once I did, the sneezes just kept coming. I could hold off for half a minute sometimes, but that only made the next sneeze worse. Then I started hearing all sorts of sounds, and couldn't still myself long enough to reassure me that I was imagining these noises too, or to get a fix on their source if they were genuine. Maybe it would be better to do this some other time. Then the broken door loomed out of the darkness. I stopped and studied it. I had a notion it was hanging a little differently. Disturbances in the dust suggested that someone had visited since I had done so myself. Cautiously, touching nothing, I rounded the door, stepped into the room. Shit! It had been torn apart. Few of the books, bound or scroll, remained